Blog Talk Radio.
Dedicated to the memory and the honor of Joseph Arion. Inner Sight around the world. Welcome, everybody. You ever witness a person and they're trying to help someone who's disabled? And, you know, people say, oh, they mean well, they mean well. Well, you know something? That's not enough. But witness a person, let's take a blind person, for instance. That's the most, that happens the most. And they'll grab the person over here, you know, they'll say something, you know, come on, I'll help you, you know. They'll grab the person, throw them completely off, you know, or they'll grab their cane. I had one woman, I was walking down the steps one time. I got off the railroad, walking down the steps, and this one stupid person grabbed my harness. You know, I said, what are you doing? You know, you don't touch my dog. You don't touch my harness, you know. So there's the right way and there's the wrong way. The first thing that you should know, that you should realize, if you want to help someone, ask them, can I help you? And listen to what they say. Don't just ask them and make believe you didn't ask them, you know. I like the people that ask and then they say, oh, I'll help you. And they don't even get an answer. You know, we didn't wait for the answer. So there's the definite right way and there's the wrong way. Generally, you know, how would you like to be helped? You know, pretty much the same way. You wouldn't want, most people wouldn't want somebody to grab them and handle them and all that.
Yeah, I've had that many a time.
Push them around.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and so you have the person who believes that they're doing something good for somebody. You know, when they grab onto them or try to push them in a certain direction. And I mean, there's so many variables here.
You know what bothered me the most? I'll tell you. I don't like when people grab my sight cane. Oh, that really aggravates me. Because I tell them, this is my eyes. Would I be grabbing your eyes? And they're like, that isn't your eyes. They don't have any concept of what it is. But it's not my aides who would do that. It would be like somebody substituting for my aides for the day. My aides right now know that they don't touch
the cane
at all.
I wouldn't call a cane my eyes.
I call a dog. Well,
you know,
I'd rather have a dog. But, yeah, no, I'd rather have, you know, a dog, but what am I going to do? I mean, right now, I don't have the assets to be able to handle a dog at the moment because of COVID and all this mess.
You know, the cane is your safety.
Yeah, but it's not as good as a guide dog.
No, of course not. But I wouldn't call it your eyes. That's very, to me, that's misleading.
Yeah, okay.
You know.
Yeah.
But, you know, what I do is, see, I'm different. People want to, if I'm standing on the corner and people want to help me cross, you know, and I can't read the light, I come back at them in a way that they don't suspect.
Expect, yeah.
I say, you really want to help me?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, you know, you want to help me? Tell them to put the damn light up so I can read it. Do something about it. You know? And most people, they don't want to hear that.
No, they don't.
They want to help you the way they think you need help.
That's the issue, right? You
that's
said the mouthful. Yeah.
Now, every person
is
different. Every person is different. You've got to realize we're all individuals. Some people want help across the street even though they have a dog. Some people may not have that much confidence in their dog that the next person has. You got to realize that. Everybody's different.
Yeah.
So when you ask, wait for an answer.
Oh, yeah.
Don't just proceed after you ask. No, you got
to
get the answer. Now, what were you going to say?
No, what I was going to say is that people just don't know. They seem to feel that they're like, we're like, how would I say it, delicate flowers. Like, okay, I don't feel that way, but, you know.
Well, I don't know if that's an analogy that I would use, but...
fragile is a better word, probably.
You never know what's in somebody's mind.
Well... I took my groceries when I was, you know, a little younger, and I used to go shop on my own. I really didn't have too much aid service. So what happened was I had my groceries all hooked up to the seatbelt of my wheelchair. Well, somebody came and grabbed my groceries. Ooh, I'll help, I'll help, blah, 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 blah. I get to the, you know, towards where all my eggs were broken, all my milk was punctured. And I just said, never again. Because they don't know that you have it tied and it's being held in place. And,
well, that's what I just said. That's the wrong approach. You don't come and grab.
No, you don't.
You got to ask and wait for an answer.
Yeah, definitely.
Avoids a lot of mishaps and trouble. That's an example of mishaps. I'll help, you know. You're not helping.
No, you're making it worse. Yeah, and then they say, oh, I'm so sorry, I'll go buy you a thing of eggs. And that's not the point. That really isn't the point. You know, you really have to go back and think, you know, of what you're doing.
Well, I would have made
them
do both.
Person. That's true. They did go get me eggs. And then I said to them, you know, this was in my apartment complex. And they go, I'm so sorry. I didn't think that you had it all bound up in there. Well, you ask. It's simple. Do you need help? You know?
Yeah.
You don't do what you did, you know? Yeah.
Yeah, the right way and the wrong way.
Sure is.
You know, information, wait for an answer. Ask people, and when we come back, we'll talk about what if people feel it's a matter of life and death. You know.
Yeah.
All right, Inner Sight, Big East, the key to rescue, and I want to thank my buddy Danny from the Long Island Coalition for writing the news release for next week's event.
Cool.
Blind Sight, the Tale of a Guide Dog.
That sounds so cool, by the way.
we'll be demonstrating that at the Gillette Park here in Sayville.
Mm-hmm.
And in honor of Guide Dog Month, to let people know. And part of that will be to give them information that the Americans with Disability Act should do a lot more to protect us. All right, Inner Sight, Big East, Key to Rescue, 609-388-7004, Joanne Diamond, the Akita lady. We thank her for all her help. And let's see. Oh, my buddy Kennedy Realty.
Sorry.
I slipped. New York. Kennedy, buy a house, sell a house, get some good info on that real estate scene.
Yeah.
Mr. Kennedy, 631-888-1186. Tell him you heard about it here on Inner Sight. He'll be happy to hear that. All right, Kennedy Realty. Hey, let's see. James Bahamonde, civil rights lawyer, 516-783-9662. Got any civil rights questions? Call Jimmy and he'll give you the answer. Inner Sight means freedom, advocates for the disabled. Our phone number is 631-224-3090. Inner Sight means freedom, advocates for the disabled. And all the beautiful children of the world, little Tommy, royalty, Corey Foster,
yeah.
Avanti Oquindo, Ollie
Dad.
Campbell. And we remember them on every program that we do about the disabled.
That's
so go an extra mile for a child, Inner Sight reminds you. And who I heard something today, on the news, that the agencies are not doing enough to help children.
No, they're not.
I totally agree.
If you have,
they said,
they have one thing. Oh, I'm sorry, Frank. Continue.
What?
I saw something that was quite interesting as I was passing in town near me. They have these advertisements up, like the bulletin boards. Well, they have them, and they're talking about homeschooling, and it's K through 12. And this the difference between the homeschooling, they're saying that they're going to try and get the government to pay for the homeschooling, you know, during this pandemic. So they should, I think, because if these people need to stay home for whatever reason, because they don't have anything that's going to protect their immune system. I'm not only talking about the vaccine. I'm talking about other approved things that they should be using, you know, aside from what they have. Anyway, it's really a challenge.
Well, it's safer to stay home, so the government should
get its act together. Yeah,
and
exactly,
the child is disabled, the agency for the disabled should start raising money for it.
Right. But from what I heard, it's covered, meaning it's totally covered. If you have, you know, a kid in private school, that particular thing is covered. So I don't know. I'd have to test that theory out, find out, you know.
Anyway, go an extra mile for a child, and if the government puts out money to help children, especially disabled children, and money is going to the agencies rather than directly to help the child, I think that's a mistake. That has
it
to
sure
be
sure is.
Money. Because that the whole system has been working that way.
Yeah, I know you.
And now they're saying how the whole system is broken. And it hasn't worked for millions of people.
But you know
what?
We talk about that all the time.
So change the way you do it.
Yeah.
So that's what's needed.
Yeah.
All right, Inner Sight, around the world, some of our friends, Good Mojo Printers, Sutton Insurance, Islip Cleaners, Touro Law Center, Sunset Restaurant, Baccaro's Italian Tavern, some of the people that have helped us.
Oh, yeah.
And, of course, the Suffolk Bus Corp. So
the biggest helpers, in truth.
We thank them.
Mm-hmm.
And we're still looking for somebody to match the $2,000 donation.
Yeah.
We'd be happy to talk to you about that.
Yeah.
You have a business, or if you want to remain anonymous, that's fine.
That's fine, too.
Whatever way you want to work it.
Oh.
All right. Inner Sight, Able News.
All right. Able is the newspaper for, by, and about the disabled. It has served the disabled community for the past 31 years, with all the news that pertains to people with disabilities, including a calendar of events, columns written by various experts, and a variety of informative articles in a large type format. The input of the disabled person is a priority. ABLE is now online. Visit ablenews.com and sign up for your free subscription today. They also have that personals page I forgot to mention. Frank loves to dabble with that personals page every once in a while. And they post two marriages on that too. All right. Frank, back to you.
All right, in a site, don't forget to sign our petition. The one on the service dog schools can do that this month in honor of service dog month. And the one on the nursing homes.
Yes, please.
If you want to help get people into their own home and eventually get rid of these nursing homes.
That's right.
Eat up everybody's money.
Yes, they do. We've actually achieved it, so we know that it works. You know, and twice actually, we've achieved that goal, and we know it works. So please, you know, help us, you know, raise
what
the money
goal?
So we could do
what
it on a. You know, we got Mary out of the nursing home. Marlene had a lot of problems getting out of the nursing home, but I'm sure. You know, if it's really going to be in the cards, she will get out of the nursing home eventually. But
we haven't achieved our goal yet. We
not
don't
the
have
full
the
goal,
funds to do it.
Right, that's true. But even without the funds, Frank, we've got to applaud ourselves for what we have done, which is we've actually got, you know, together. We got people wanting to help with this, and it's really remarkable. With what little funds we do have, we are getting more sometimes done than what the agencies are doing, which is really sad, honestly. You know?
Yeah, they ought to contribute more. They ought to help more.
Yeah. Yeah, I agree.
So, help us get this Volunteers for Freedom thing going. That would help millions of people.
Sure would.
Any corporations out there who would like to help with that, call us at InnerSight, 631-224-3090, and we'll set up a meeting and explain it to you.
Yeah.
All right. InnerSight, talking tonight about the right way and the wrong way to help a disabled person.
Yeah.
Now,
we might have callers, so let me take a quick look, and I'll let you know.
Some people will say, you know, I had to grab somebody with a matter of life and death.
Well,
you
know, I don't know how that could be a life and death issue.
That's debatable, and that's it depends on the circumstances.
Yeah.
You know, but I'll tell you one thing that I believe, and it should have been included in the Americans with Disability Act.
Mm-hmm.
You know, that you don't impose yourself on a disabled person.
That's right.
Because you want to help them.
That's right.
You know, the person should have been protected, and just like everything else, they left it out, and they failed to protect us. So that's a big drawback of the Americans with Disability Act. You know, they made it basically for one thing, and even that's weak.
Yeah.
There's no money behind it, and there's no enforcement. So that law really was done in the wrong way. I don't know what they were thinking or what they wanted to accomplish, but it's so low, you know.
I agree.
Like it doesn't exist.
Yeah, it's true.
It doesn't exist. It doesn't have any meaning.
No, it doesn't. I don't know how they get away with
it. Another example.
It's just like, it's amazing how people just get away with that.
Yeah, because the politicians don't do anything about it.
True.
There's nothing in it for them.
It's true.
All right, Inner Sight, anybody have any stories out there about how you were helped or how you weren't helped or what you think is the right way or the wrong way? Now, another thing, never grab somebody's wheelchair and say, oh, I'll help you.
That happened to me once.
Yeah.
I think a little bit of everything happened to me once.
Especially, you see why the ADA should have protected you? Because a person who's disabled, who cannot get up and say, get your hands off my wheelchair, you know what I mean? My wheelchair.
Yeah, yeah.
You know? That law should have protected them.
Yes, it should have. Big time.
You know, because many people are helpless in that situation.
Yeah.
But so, all the more why there should be a law to protect people, more so than able-bodied people, because they have the option of defending themselves more. Many of us don't. You know, I never forget how the years ago when I went to Guiding Eyes, and this one guy, I forget what, a guy or a girl, I forget, who wanted the dog to be protective. You know.
I'll see.
Oh, and the school jumped all over her and, you know, oh, we can't have that, we can't do that, we don't want you to, don't ever teach your dog. You know, this one stupid guy, he thought he knew the whole world, you know. He was a real ass, this director.
Yeah, I'm blame.
I still remember his name. Fowler. His name was.
Fowler? What a name.
He used to yell a lot.
Oh,
you know?
My. How does that
and,
help? Seriously, how does that help?
And hold it. Let me finish my story.
Okay, finish.
And so this one person, who a female, who was obviously, you know, she was blind and young. And you can't blame her for wanting to have a dog that would protect her and be safe, you know.
Yeah.
Well, the school just came down on her. I don't know if they sent her home with her dog or not. I don't remember. You know, but I know that they chastise her in front of everybody else and all that crap, you know.
Yeah.
So these schools need to do more to pay attention to people who need service dogs. I mean, what's wrong with teaching a dog to bark on command?
No.
No.
My eyes. No.
Nothing wrong with that.
No.
And everyone's an individual. Some people may need that. Some people don't want it. And some people shouldn't have it. Oh, you gotta know your people. All right, Inner Sight. Go ahead.
I said it's very true, because if you don't have, like, a knowledge and an understanding of the people who are, you know, helping you, or you even having the knowledge, you know, to move forward, you're not getting anywhere. You're just, you know, stagnating, and nothing's going to help, you know.
Well, these agencies need to pay more attention to people.
Definitely.
And listen. And find better ways to do things. See, that's one advantage of if you rescue a dog and bond with it.
Oh, yeah, they know.
The dog is more inclined to protect you.
Yeah, it's true. Very true.
Than the strange dog that you never met and they're trying to get the two of you together.
That's right. And you don't even know how many... Oh, I'm sorry.
213-816-1650. Anybody on the line?
Yeah, I'm going to take a look now. I had to refresh it. It's just taken so damn slow. The internet. Anthony would like to speak.
All right, Anthony from Brooklyn. One of our regulars.
Here he comes. Hey, Anthony.
Hello.
Hi, Frank. Hi, Suzanne. How are you?
Good. How are you?
Good.
I'm okay. Most respectfully, you guys, as much as I love you both, I very much disagree with you tonight because I believe that when a person gives you help, unless it's putting you in danger, you might feel like, you know, you're sacrificing your independence, but you shouldn't say anything because people who are not disabled don't know, you know, I guess etiquette, the way, you know, mm-hmm. you feel that it should be and when they should ask and when they're not. And, you know, people were taught since they were children to help those who are in need. When you see somebody in immediate need, just to help, you know. And I think that if you say anything to them, then they won't help you in the future, you know. And I'm sorry to hear about, you know, what happened to your eggs, but, I mean, nobody's obligated. And if they, you know, if they help you, then it's a courtesy, and, you know.
Oh, I have no problems with that, though.
Yeah,
what I had problems with. It. I just wanted it to be asked. The asking it would be great. I mean, I would allow them to help me because then I could take my seatbelt off the bags that I have been carrying and give it to them and hand them it over. But that
I know,
happen.
Suzanne, but to them, it's a given that a person needs help. And I also don't agree. And I also don't agree with, you know, your opinion that you believe that the government should be giving students, you know, private schooling in their home. I think it's time for people to, you know, go back to work and go back to normal life. And, you know, we can't shut down the world forever.
No.
And the only people that should be given things that, you know, the others don't get financially is the disabled. I mean, we've given enough help for, you know, a very long time now, and it can't go on forever. I mean, Biden is government give thee, but, you know, this is why we'll have no, they're having, you know, talking about having problems with Social Security because nobody's investing into Social Security and everybody's just sitting home on their couch, laying down, relaxing, things like that. That's fine for people with disabilities, but for everyone else, it's time to get off your bottom and go back to work. You know, I mean, we can't give, you know, luxuries for people here. You know, you have to pull your own weight.
I'd like to interject, if I may. If you have a disability, okay,
yes.
Now, that's not, you know, that I could see where you need to stay home in certain circumstances and things like that. But also, I don't know if you feel the same way, that somebody, if they're set up properly in their home who's disabled or even set up in a call center, doesn't matter if you're capable, you go. But the fact that they don't have it set up for you to be able to go and get hired, you know, that's a problem to me. I mean, I would not ever want to go back to this one job that I interviewed at because I had to go into the back freight area and there was rats there. So just to give you an example of what I'm talking about. So, I mean, I don't want to be treated like a second-class citizen anymore. You know, yes, I agree totally with you about, you know, people helping. Yes. But it would just
well,
have been
I don't.
A kind of...
I want to relate the story. One day when I was trying to cross the street with a bad snowstorm, couldn't read the light, okay? And this guy stopped his car gets out of the car. He says, "Oh, I'll help you. I'll help you," you know. And he starts walking me across the street. And the damn cars were swerving all around us, you know.
Oh, my.
And come to find out later that this guy was a drunk. He was an alcoholic. He had been in jail. And I was lucky to be alive, you know. So I don't appreciate just anybody who doesn't know what the hell they're doing to help you.
Well, Frank, you wouldn't necessarily know if somebody was a drunk or whatever. I mean, I could be drunk and I could come up to you and I could say, "Let me help you. Can I help you?" You wouldn't be able to necessarily tell, you know, unless you looked at my eyes or you heard that my speech was slurred or you saw that, you know, I walked funny.
Everybody's an individual.
Or something like that. Yeah, you're right. But, you know,
I don't like anybody interfering with my door.
Oh, that's a problem.
Right.
That's
you, but people, you know, people do what they feel is being helpful, and they only mean well. If you're not comfortable with that, then I'm sorry, but, you know, it's done out of the courtesy.
You can mean well, but you still should know what the hell you're doing.
But non-disabled people are not given professional training on how to do things like that. And
maybe
you can't expect
you don't need
that from them.
It's common sense. They
would never be. They would never be, Frank. It's a normal human nature thing. They're not raised around disabled people. It's
that's
just, you know, it's they just do what they know how to do out of humanity and things like that. Only home health aides are trained, you know, given basic training on a word that we can't say on people.
You can learn it from a horse or a dog.
It's just all you know from your brain, you know. You just help. That's all, you know. I mean, you know, maybe they think you say no when you mean yes because, you know, they think you're embarrassed or you're shy or you feel bad about being blind, you know.
He ain't shy.
Right. Well, you know, they don't know, and, you know, it's not a person's priority to, you know, to have intellectual thought about, you know, how I should help. It's just something momentarily you do and you jump and, you know, a split second, you know, thought that comes to your mind, I should help this person. They're in need, and you help. I mean, if you did the wrong thing, then at least you try. You know, that's why there's a Good Samaritan law. And that's the way it is. You know, if you fail at helping somebody and the, you know, they get hurt, you can't get in trouble because you're only trying to be a decent person and do the right thing, you know. It's like that guy that rescued people, Wesley Autry, the guy that, you know, jumped down and risked his life to save the guy on the subway. You know, some people might have said it was crazy. And it was, well,
that's a different thing.
It's a split-second decision. Everything you do, you know, most things like that in life are split-second decision, and nobody's obligated. I mean, if you don't want people to do that, it's fine. If you don't like it, I understand. You know, you got to. But people don't think about emotions, about, you know, nobody touching their guide dog and things like that. I mean, you know, a guide dog cannot replace a human. I mean, you know, they can defecate
dog better than a human.
I think so.
Well, I don't think a guide dog is better than a human, Frank. I don't think an animal
is
better than me. Why?
You know why I say that? All right.
Why?
Frank will definitely, you know, challenge you on this. But I think it is because, first of all, people are not trained to associate themselves with navigating people around. They just can't. They just don't know it. Okay, a guide dog is trained. Supposedly.
You do.
Okay.
It's common human, you know, it's the common human way that people do things the best they can. A guide dog
cannot
perfectly help you either. You know, we think that a guide dog is perfectly trained, and I don't really think that they're perfectly trained, just like a human is not
perfectly trained. I didn't say that.
Can they communicate with you other than going roof, roof, roof,
better than
give me
a person.
I don't agree that a dog is better than a person.
You know why I agree that
the
way?
Dog is perfect.
Dog isn't perfect,
I don't,
number one. Number two, The dog has better senses than a human being. Their senses are extravagant at that point. Is their sense of smell, their sense of their hearing. Their vision isn't as good, but their hearing is pretty darn good. I mean, you get somebody coming.
I would trust my dog more than I trust any person in this world.
It's true.
Without a doubt.
Because their hearing is
maybe
awesome.
To help
I remember one time I remember one time I was standing on the corner, a whole bunch of construction years ago, and this cop came up to me. He said he was a cop anyway. He says, "Oh, you can't walk there. You know, I can't let you walk there. You know." And we stood on the corner for about 10 or 15 minutes arguing, you know. I said, I'm going with my dog, you know.
Yeah.
And this guy tried to stop me.
Oh, wow.
You know. And finally, he gave in. And I gave my dog a forward, and she got me through and across to the other side of the street.
Awesome.
He wanted me to go with him.
Yeah,
I said, I go with my dog.
That's true.
They're trained to help people that they feel might be in distress if they don't help. It was maybe something that he wasn't, you know, was doing as a, you know, kind-hearted, you know, human being. It's a common thing. I mean,
well, they're not trained,
you know,
like a guide dog is trained.
I understand that.
No,
but,
they're not.
You know, I think that people are too emotional over their feelings of wanting to be independent. I mean, you know, if you're so independent, if somebody helps you once, why can't you just, you know, not
say
anything and be thankful? But, you know,
yeah, you'd
by,
be thankful.
By,
I'm not
by,
thankful
yeah.
when people interfere with me and try to
That's a problem.
Second guess my
but
dog.
But it's
I'm not
out of courtesy and out of kindness. They don't know anything about your dog, and they don't know how well trained your dog
well,
is.
Well, I tell them, stay out of my way. The next blind person may say,
helpful.
Oh, thank you, you know. That's not me.
Right.
No,
and I'm a disabled person
different.
That just says thank you, and I let them help because it makes them feel good. And
well,
I
then
be
that's
quiet,
that's
you
know.
Yeah, and I'm just telling you about me. That's all.
That's
the way I see it.
I'll tell you one thing. If, you know, I'm telling these
Everybody's
people
different.
That I do tell most people, thank you. But the thing that bothers me the most is if I'm going in one direction, okay, it might be a sight thing. When I go in one direction and I'm heading towards a lamppost, aren't you supposed to be taking me out of the way of the lamppost? Yes. Okay? I had a substitute aide, all right? She grabbed the cane, okay, my cane, and started to try and navigate me around the lamppost with my cane. You're not supposed to touch the cane. I told him maybe about 3 times. And I said, the next time you touch the cane, I'm going to call the agency and I'm going to ask for a new aide. She stopped touching the cane. Okay.
Uh-huh.
But this is what I'm trying to say, is people need to just take a step back and say, okay, this person looks like they're okay on their own. Okay, let me ask them. Do they need help? If they say no, then I move on. That's just a common courtesy.
But
some
people say no when they mean yes. That was one insistent aide. But aides are insistent on a lot of things because they want to act like your mother and, you know, intervene and act like a family member, and they want to take over a family role, and they want to, you know, control your life in
that
way.
They know
that
I'm fiercely independent.
That doesn't help me.
Doesn't help me.
I know.
I'm sorry.
But I'm talking about everybody else. An aide is a different thing.
Everybody else.
You know, but then again, half these aides can't speak English anyway, so they
well,
wouldn't
no,
know what
it's not only that, too. It's a matter of independence right there. She's saying to me, I don't trust you enough to navigate on your own by doing
but
that
Suzanne,
action. Do you see?
The way that the aides are taught is
maybe they need to be taught
they can tell, I know, but they can tell you to be independent, but the way the whole program is structured is that the person is dependent and you can't change it, so you're just there to do
well,
everything
no, I got
for them and be quiet.
I get the opposite.
Yeah, well, you're on CD
I get,
path,
you're good. You could
you're
be on your own. You're doing well. I'm sorry. You know, I didn't quite hear the last part of that. What did you say?
I said you're on CD PAP and it's different. But the way the program is structured is that, you know, they are supposed to supervise and, you know, watch over you to the maximum extent possible and look out for your safety. And if they feel you're in danger, then they're supposed to intervene. You know what I mean?
See, that's
even
the
if
problem
you're saying,
right there.
Because if you get hurt. But that's the way, that's what you sign up for.
Oh, so I
then
know.
When you sign
but
up for home care, that's
too.
The way it is.
There's a problem
but
there. Your aide could get you put in a nursing home.
Like when you sign up for the Army.
It's not, you cannot get put in a nursing home that easy, Suzanne. There's it's only one or two aides. Your mom was because you are disabled, Suzanne, physically,
that's
and could not
truth.
Care for her. And they didn't want, right. But that,
and then they
but that was because you opened the door to APS and they saw you as a medically frail person who could not provide care, and she couldn't get 24 hours.
Oh no,
care.
I didn't open the door to APS. I didn't. That we were having
somebody
a full
did.
Fair hearing. Somebody did. Yeah. Somebody did.
Yeah. You don't have to open the door for them when they come. You're not required
right.
legally to let them in. And when you don't let them in, you don't have to let them intervene in anything. They're not the police. They don't have a right to go in with a court order. Only the police do, and the management. Like if a person is, you know, dead in the apartment and somebody
yeah.
calls and says, I haven't seen this person in dead, and there's a foul
yeah,
smoke.
Yeah, don't let them in.
They say, that's the
yeah,
only way.
That's a big,
but,
that's a big thing, but somebody did let them in because they were part of the hearing. So I don't know if I had to have them in there or not.
It's not even... Right. Well, I'm talking about to come to your home and assess your mother and all that, you know?
Do you know how it all started? My mother,
no.
with her dementia, okay, went to the bank. She received a check from the church, and it was a big help, okay, for her. Because at that point, she needed certain pieces of equipment. She needed certain things. She needed a wheelchair. She needed certain things. And it was for $500. She did not, because of her dementia, she did not remember that she cashed it already. Okay, so she went to the bank blaming them that they took her money. Now, they froze her assets. It took me a whole year to get her assets unfrozen, and I am her power of attorney. They made me redo the form.
Should have gone
okay?
with her.
I'm sorry?
Should have gone with her to the bank.
With her.
I did. I was going to the bank. Yeah, but they totally ignored me, Frank. I was like an invisible person. They thought I was going to take her money and use it, not on her.
They were, but how can they think that? I mean, they didn't have an incident where you misused her money.
Some,
so how
no,
can
I
they,
didn't.
You know?
You said you were power of attorney. Didn't you have the written proof?
Yeah, I did, but you know what it was? It was a short form. For the power of attorney. Now, this is something everybody should hear right now. The short form is not good for within the banks nowadays. You need to get a full, long form of the power of attorney. I
you
only
didn't have
had
the right,
that.
You didn't have the right papers then.
Right, and I couldn't see it.
No, well, then you can't blame the bank that much. They're trying to protect
no.
your mother's money.
Yeah, but you know what? It wasn't even that. They knew I was power of attorney because I had given them the short form, but they said to me that that's not going to do. I need the long form. Now I had to gather money, about $150, and pay
Maybe
for an
that's
attorney.
Why they thought you were trying to take her money.
Nope. Once I got that form with my mom's signature on it and the attorney, he went to the nursing home, and then that's how I got everything.
Yeah, once you got the form.
Got it again, yeah. I had to get it, but I had the form. That's
the
problem.
Wrong stuff.
But I had the wrong stuff. They told me that that's only good for, like, an emergency situation. And I says, well, isn't this an emergency? You're taking all of her money, and she needs this money to stay out of the nursing home. No, no, no. I mean, whatever they did, I have the paperwork that's on my phone, and it said that she went...
Anyway, we're getting off the subject here. Interstate, yeah. Any other phone calls?
No, we're good.
Please, somebody call in if you agree with me. You know,
wait a second.
We have
213-816-1650.
Okay.
Yeah.
We have Louie reading in the queue.
Well, I'm sure that a lot of people agree with you.
I know, but I would like to hear from them, you know.
All right.
Beside us.
All right. Thank you, Anthony. You have any other calls?
I love the
okay. Okay. You take care, Anthony, all right?
You too. Be well. Bye-bye.
All right. Bye-bye.
Any other callers on the line?
We have Louie, but he's not queued in yet. He'll queue in once I say that.
Louie was on last night. All right.
I know.
All right. Inside, I want to clarify one thing about myself. Now, I'm talking about myself now because everybody's different. When people say they want to help me, they mean one thing, and in my mind, I'm thinking of another thing.
Right. See? Yeah, I know.
Now, do you really want to help me?
Yeah.
I'm standing on the corner. I can't read the light. I can't read the sign, you know.
Right.
And occasionally people will come up and say, you want to cross? Can I help you? You know what I say to them? You
Get
can't
away.
Help me.
Yeah.
I say, you really want to help me?
Yeah.
Do something about the fact that I can't read the light.
That's right.
See, they don't want to hear that.
They got a different
idea in their mind. They think only getting the person across the street is the help.
That's not
the real help.
No, it isn't.
The real help is do something about the situation.
That's true.
Now, if it was the other way around, let's say they were driving and they couldn't read the light, they would have the real help.
That's correct.
Because the authorities would be out there fixing it. But we don't have that.
Yeah.
Now, that's the way I think. I'm not saying that every blind person or disabled person should think like that. That's me.
Well, I'm sort of in between you and Anthony. I respect people who give me help, but there is a but when it comes to that. When I say, okay, this is not helping me, maybe the person should stop helping and understand what I need help in. And also what you've said, Frank, about the definition of help within, what they're saying their help is and what you're saying.
They don't understand what it is.
Exactly.
Or they don't want to understand.
Or
they
don't
want to hear.
Yeah, they don't know. They're going with the agency mentality.
They know because it's right there in front of them.
Well, yeah.
They know the person can't read the light, can't read the sign, can't read the
whatever.
That's true.
I got to agree with
that.
They
know it.
But they don't know the resolution. That's what I'm trying to say. The resolution is calling, the government is calling the town and saying, hey, where's the accessible pedestrian signal? That's the solution. We see this guy going all the time. Well,
that's
we want it all over the place. But
It goes a lot further than that.
Yeah, I know.
It goes a lot further than that. And then when you have the agencies that are supposed to help you, it makes it even worse.
Yes, it does.
Because they can't
do a
damn
thing. I was very surprised.
The accessible pedestrian signal that's by my house, was helped by the mobility instructor of the commission. He's the one who got it for me. I could not because I kept calling and calling and calling and nobody did anything like you.
Yeah, because
so he got
the state.
That for me. But why couldn't he get more done? I'll
why
give you an example of why.
Yeah.
Exactly. That's my.
I'll
feeling.
Tell you why he stopped. Because the commission told them, mind your own business. You did that, she lives there, and that's it.
Yeah, well, that's only a couple steps, five houses away. Okay, is that going to help me get through the town or get through New York State or even go to another state? That should be a federal program, period. Those lights should be placed
at every
corner.
The word help is so is so wide.
It sure is.
You know?
Yeah.
It takes on so many different meanings.
Oh, yeah.
Is really what it's about, to me,
yeah.
Anyway.
Yeah.
Everybody thinks differently.
Mm-hmm.
You know?
I agree with
like
you.
Like I said before, some people may not have full confidence in their guide dog.
Oh, that's
you know,
true.
And they want help. You know, they may not be sure of a situation, and they want help. You know, everybody's different. So
mm-hmm.
you gotta sort of analyze that. And the main thing is to listen to somebody. What they say, what you know, you gotta ask them. Wait for an answer. Don't just jump all over them.
Yeah.
All right, Insight, anybody out there want to respond to Anthony, if you agree with
yeah.
him, 213-816-1650. If you want to call in, we're talking about the right way and the wrong way to help a disabled person.
Yeah.
You know,
now, here's
common
another
sense.
Thing. Would you trust another person with your guide dog if you, say, got injured? Say, God forbid, you got injured because you were trying to cross this street, and now the ambulance doesn't take your guide dog. Now, that's going to be a quite interesting fight right there. I'll fight for you. I really would.
They took my dog when this
they did?
Pitch
oh.
ran over my
yeah.
toe. You better believe
oh, man.
It.
Did
I wasn't going no place
for
without
that?
My dog.
Did you,
what?
You have to have surgery for that? Did you have to have surgery
they
on
They
that
wanted
toe?
To take me to the hospital and... I wouldn't go.
Well, I don't blame you. You went on to like Harold or
I
somebody.
I wanted to go home.
Yeah, I don't blame you.
Yeah, stay away from those damn hospitals. They'll kill you.
Oh, yeah, they're jail. I don't
all
want
right,
to go in a hospital
let's
unless
see,
I can't
tomorrow
handle.
Night, Pigeon and I will be here tomorrow night.
Yeah.
We're going to talk about service dogs tomorrow night.
Oh, you are? Okay, so then I'll put
all
it
right.
up there. How, what kind of topic for the service dogs?
Pidgey put it up, as far as I know.
Oh, she did? Okay.
So check it first.
Yeah.
Friday is the funnies. All right. Mm-hmm. We've got a skit on the honeymoon.
It still says Insight Freedom. So I want to see. I don't see any other one either.
All right.
I just put a generic show up.
Stop interrupting me. I'm trying to make an
Sorry.
Announcement.
Sorry.
Oh, God.
I can't hear you right now. There's a lot of, like fuzz in the phone. I'm sorry. I don't have such a good phone.
Friday on the funnies. We're going to do a skit of Jackie Gleason doesn't want to take... Ralph doesn't want to take the vaccine. Well, that's coming up on Friday, and we're going to sort of recreate an episode. So be with us Friday. You want to have some fun right here on Insight. All right. 213-816-1650. Anybody out there ever submit to help and get hurt because of it?
I did.
We got a few minutes.
I did. Somebody flipped me over.
853, New York. What happened?
I did. Somebody flipped me over. It was somebody, he was drunk, and he wanted to help me off the sidewalk because I was having a little difficulty. He goes, I'm here, I'll help you. And he literally went to the back of my wheelchair and flipped me back.
Yeah, like you do the guy?
Yeah, I didn't go
near him.
Here. I was
who needs
outside.
You? You know?
Yeah, exactly. Well, he flipped me over. So then I started wailing, and he goes, when you're done, can you help me with some money or food? You know, I'm like, that's all he wanted. You know,
yeah.
He didn't want to really help me. nothing.
This is what we said in the beginning of the show.
I got so pissed off. I swung back, and I got him in the right place. Let's put it that way. Then I had to flip over my wheelchair before he got up. Now, that wasn't the easy thing to do because I have upper body weakness. So it's like if you try to flip over your wheelchair, you could go with the wheelchair and have the wheelchair on top of you. Of course, he you know, had me backwards. You know, it wasn't the best situation, you know.
Well, that guy should have been arrested.
He should have been, yeah. There was no police officer at that time.
I should have called
him. Yeah, I should have. But I was wanting to get rid of, you know, get out of the way of him. I just was scared, honestly. Because after he put me over, he was asking for money.
Yeah, there's an example of what we're talking about.
Yeah.
You know, a person who wants to help doesn't know what they're doing, and on top of that has the wrong motive.
Yeah.
Put that in
there.
He
wanted money. You wanted money. After I help you, can you give me some money for food and you know, I was just about to say alcohol.
Help me.
Help
you
me.
Didn't help me. Get out of here.
Yeah, that's right. But I swung. I was really scared, honestly. I swung back and I hit the right spot. Let's put it that way.
See, this is why what I said a while ago. The ADA should have protected us.
Yes, they should have.
A situation like that, a guy should get automatic jail time.
Yeah.
Under the federal law. That damn federal law doesn't do a thing for us. What the
no,
hell good is it?
Yeah. Anybody
doesn't
who touched my wheelchair in that manner and then asks for money should have been. Should have been.
I
think I've had almost everything crazy happen to me in one way or another with all different parts of my disability. I mean, but that must have taken the cake because he just literally would not let go of the back of my wheelchair. And until
he wanted your money.
That's right. Until he flipped me over.
I'm surprised he didn't try to grab your bag.
Oh, I was vocal. I was very vocal. I said, get the blankety blank off of me. You know, because, I mean, seriously. And then I just said,
well,
somebody heard.
There's an example shows you
it was nice
why
too.
People need to pay more attention if they want to help somebody. You ask, wait for an answer.
Yeah.
And then you proceed from there.
Right.
That's
somebody
the right
doesn't
way to
want
do
it, don't get insulted. Because, meanwhile, you don't realize that they have set their own standard on how they put things together on their lap or they put things on their back or they're crossing the street in the manner that they want to cross and they feel safe. Or there's so many things. Don't feel like you've done your service. Your service is to just ask. And if they say yes, of course you could do and help them. If they say no, don't get insulted. Because that person feels like they got it under control.
Why would
that's
you
all
get insulted?
Old people do, trust me. All
no,
I asked for was to help you out, and then you say no? I had that once. I swear. I get the strange
well,
ones.
That shows you that they don't really want to help you.
No. Yeah. Yeah.
They want something else.
Well, they want notoriety. That's it for helping you. We have Louie hanging in the queue. Do you want to take him?
All right, we
got to
get out of here.
Okay.
Inner Sight. We'll be with you tomorrow night, 8 o'clock.
Yay.
Live.
Another great show.
I want to thank all our listeners. Once again, I want to thank my buddy Danny from the Long Island Coalition for orchestrating our news release. I want to thank Ira Tucker for that title, Blind Sight.
That title is awesome.
The Tale of a Guide Dog. All right.
There's a play
tomorrow
on
night,
the
Inner Sight. And, yeah, be careful out there. If you go to help somebody, ask.
Yeah, please.
So wait for an answer.
Yeah.
And then proceed. You know,
yeah,
and listen to their answer.
That's true, too.
They say, no, it's no.
It's no. Yeah.
They say, yes, then ask them, how can I help?
That's right.
See? That's the right way to do it.
That is.
Goodbye, world. Inner sight. Good night, everybody. Inner sight. Thank you. Inner
Thank you.
Sight.
Good night.